أولها البدء بغسل الوجه كما أتى بيانه ذا وجهه. That the first of the actual actions involved, since intention is something which is done within the mind, or the heart as it's often said, that the first of the actual actions, أولها البدء بغسل الوجه, that to begin by washing the face, كما أتى بيانه ذا وجهه, as its appropriate explanation has reached us. It's also said in a variation, كما أتى منبها عليه. Now, the face is something that is washed, and generally what is said is from the hairline to the chin, and from ear to ear, from earlobe to earlobe. There is an understanding within the school of Medina that ما بين العذارين, which is the skin that is revealed between the earlobe and the sideburns, whether that is actually part of the face or not. And there is some difference of opinion with Qadi Abdul Wahhab al-Baghdadi and some of the other Baghdadiyin have transmitted that to be sunnah and understood that to be an interpretation of what Imam Malik is saying. And some of the other madhahib often refer to Imam Malik generally, his madhab, as saying that ma bayn al-adharain is sunnah wa laysa bifard, and it's not an obligation. Nevertheless, generally to wash one's face in a general understanding, the way people would, and that would be to encompass the entirety of the face, that is an obligation. Okay, and that generally would not leave out what's just behind the sideburns. It would cover it, so it just really be to try to encompass the entire face is an obligation. Naturally, if somebody had a beard, and they don't need to wash to the bottom of the beard, in the sense they can wipe over, and they don't need to do what is called takhlil, as in to penetrate the hair of the beard to make sure that it reaches the skin below. I mean, that does come under the recommended act, but it's not an obligation. A person can just, as he's washing his face, just wipe over the beard and that will suffice. وَغَسْلُكَ الْيَدَيْنِ لِلْمَرَافِقِ وَمَسْحُكَ الرَّأْسَ بِمَاءٍ لَاصِقِ. Here we find that washing, وَغَسْلُكَ الْيَدَيْنِ, to wash your hands, لِلْمَرَافِقِ, till the elbows, so the forearms, to wash them till the elbows, وَمَسْحُكَ الرَّأْسَ بِمَاءٍ لَاسِقِ, and to wipe over the head with water. Now, the washing of the forearms, generally, one does kind of include the elbow with that, and that is the general understanding that most of the madhabs do have. The school of Imam Malik is transmitted by Ibn al-Qasim, and the Shafi'i school, and generally the Hanafi school as well, and the Hanabila. There are other understandings within the school of Medina as well, and that's that Ibn Nafi' and Ashhab and Abul Faraj al-Laythi had mentioned that it was not wajib, and this is why Ibn Abi Zayd in his Risala highlights this, as he says, "Huwa ahwat wa idkhaluhuma ahwat," that it's more precautionary to kind of include the elbows when you're washing, and that's also what Qadi Abdul Wahhab al-Baghdadi goes with in saying that it's a precautionary aspect. But generally, when we're washing the forearms, we should just include the elbows as part of that. وَمَسْحُكَ الرَّأْسَ بِمَاءٍ لَاسِقِ, that to wipe over the head with water. Now, how much of the head has to actually be covered when somebody's trying to wipe over, do masah? This is referred to as masah in general, the wiping. The school of Medina, Imam Malik teaches that it is the entire head. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in the Quran. That famsahu bi ru'usikum, that to wipe over your heads. And it's so just a portion of the head is not considered the entire head. And this understanding is also what is shared by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. So it is the entire head, unlike what the Shafi'iyya say, anything that could just be attached to the head, technically even a single hair, if not just a few hairs. And what the Hanafi madhab tends to say, which is that it can just be 1/4 of the head suffices. So these are some opinions, and that's not to say that there isn't a difference within the school of Medina. There is. Even within our school, we do find people like Ibn Maslama, who had said to wipe 2/3 suffices because it's the majority, and وَمَا قَارَبَ الشَّيْءٍ, anything that is close to the overall thing, يُعْطَى حُكْمُهُ, it takes the ruling of it. And you find other people like Abu al-Faraj al-Laythi, who had said 1/3 of the head suffices, and people like Ashhab, who'd said just the front quarter, if you like, the nasi, as appears in the hadith of Mughira, that would suffice. But in our general understanding, because when Allah teaches us in the Quran, He says, "Famsahu bi ru'usikum," your heads, wipe your heads during within wudu. So that's what we do in general. We wipe over the head, as in try to encompass the head in its entirety. One thing worth understanding here is that the ears are actually sunnah and not an obligatory part of wiping the head. Also, that the wiping is only done once and not 3 times like the way we wash everything else. Because this is wiping, and it's what they call in Arabic takhfif. It's meant to be kept light. And I know that the Shafi'i school does say to wipe 3 times, but they do stand out in this mas'ala, in this issue. Everybody else says that you just wipe once, so that's all we should do. Also, if somebody had very long hair, or women in general, do they have to wipe right down to the bottom of their hair? That is presented as a popular understanding that we find in the Mudawwana. Although many of the ulama of the madhab, including people like Abu al-Faraj al-Laythi, Abu Bakr al-Abhari, and even Ibn Arafah, do clearly highlight that that's not obligatory. You don't have to do that. It's okay just to wipe to the back once you've reached what would be almost the upper neck, where the head kind of finishes, that it suffices, that's enough. And the neck is not wiped when wiping the head, although that is a view that within the Hanafi madhab presented by some of their texts, but it's not actually transmitted from any of the established sunnah hadith that we have. We do not find that to be an established practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you're wiping the head from beginning till front, from beginning till back, and you can bring it back again if you like, but you don't wipe the actual neck. That's not considered part of it. There is an interesting issue here, and that is the braids, which are mentioned, whether it's by men or women. Something interesting is that was considered fine, and it still is, to have braided hair, whether it's for men or women. Now, some ulama, they were like Imam Abu Hanifa, it's transmitted, or the Hanafi madhab, didn't consider such hairstyles for men to be permissible because they felt that they resembled women. But the general understanding of the ulama of the school of Medina, Imam Malik, was that having things like braids, having ponytails and things like this were not a tashabbuh bin nisa, was not something which was similar or resembling women. In fact, many of the men in the time of the Prophet ﷺ had braided hair. Many of them would tie their hair up and they had long hair and braids, including many of the companions, and it's transmitted in some hadith that even the Prophet ﷺ braided his hair on some occasions. So it definitely is permissible, although it may be considered in some places, according to some urf, some conventions, maybe weird according to that convention. But generally, in terms of the Sharia, it is permissible.